News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ger Hyland is with us. He's president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, who are threatening that there will be strike action and disturbances to travel around the country if they don't get government action, which it strikes me is pretty much word for word what they were threatening 2 weeks ago. This is grand old Duke of York, Ger. You keep walking up the hill and coming down again.
No, we marched the soldiers up the hill 9 days ago. We were asked to postpone the protest in view of having meaningful negotiations with the Department of Transport, Transport Ministers and the government. We've done that. We have a meeting this morning at 10 o'clock. And depending on the outcome of that meeting, there'll be a decision taken afterwards.
I get the sense that you don't have pre-warning of what the outcome of that meeting is. You don't know, are you going to get what you want?
We don't know whether we're going to get what we want. As I've stated before, we're going into that meeting with an open mind. We will listen to the proposals that government put on the table for us, if any, and we will then make a decision immediately after that meeting as to what our next moves will be. Our members are absolutely up in arms at the present time. They cannot afford to buy fuel at today's cost. It's not going to be seen for another 3 or 4 weeks, but we're paying 43 cents a litre now, more than we were paying at the outset of this conflict in the Middle East.
Now, in that context, who is it that your members are furious at? Is it the fuel wholesalers? Is it Donald Trump? Is it the government?
There is a level of frustration and anger out there amongst our members that I have never seen before. They have an ire with everybody. It's the government. It's the government are the big winners here in all of this. Also, the fuel companies, the price of fuel started rising immediately after the conflict started. Even with fuel that was already on this island, the fuel companies started gouging immediately.
So reading between the lines, what you're saying is they had brought that fuel in at a price of X, and as soon as the price internationally began to rise, they sold fuel they had already bought at X plus 10%, 15%, 20%.
Absolutely. The housewife will tell you she was trying to buy home heating oil and they were looking for 40% more than they were looking for the previous week. That is unsustainable in any economy.
So you said you're going into this meeting this morning, and if you don't get what you want, the troops are going back up the hill. What exactly is it that you want? What do you need from government for your members to be satisfied?
Well, as I said to you, we are going in here with an open mind. We want to see what proposals the government would put on the table.
Yeah, but you know what you want.
We are paying an extra 43 cents a litre. We need support for our organisation. How the government gets there, how to package that support, will be for the government to deal with.
But come on, there is a myriad. You talk to your members and
absolutely,
they must be saying, look, we need this. This is the kind of support we want. So give us a sense of what it
yes,
is that's going to satisfy.
We were talking yesterday even that we need a minimum of 25 to 30 cents a litre of a break on fuel costs at the minute.
To back out of excise duty, is that what you're thinking?
Absolutely. Here we are this morning and we're now paying 43 cents more per litre than we were paying 3 weeks ago. Like, there's no point in the government saying to us, oh, we don't want to give a knee-jerk reaction. We're 19, 20 days into a conflict, and we still have no proposal on the table. We have members that are working on roughly 3% of a margin. They just do not have the fat on the bones to keep their companies going.
Now, the 77%
of our members are the 1 to 5 truck guys, rural-based. This has far wider implications than the cost of fuel.
Now, while it might not be good for their customers and it might not be good for the ultimate consumer, how come your members in that kind of setting can't do what the fuel companies do and immediately start to charge the next step down the line for the extra cost they're incurring?
A lot of our members have a fuel surcharge in place with their customers. But the problem is that it's calculated on a monthly basis. Our fuel rose 8 cents a litre last night. So for us to stay apace with this, we would have to be moving prices every morning. It's just not, we need certainty.
So you have people on a 3% margin and overnight their fuel cost has gone up by 4%?
Yes.
So if you come out of this meeting then and you don't get the kind of reductions that you're looking for, you've made it very clear the kind of frustration and anger that there is among the road haulage members around the country. What's that going to mean in terms of protests? Because a lot of people listening will be thinking, I need like a hole in the head to discover that my commute is wrecked because angry truckers are holding up the cities.
Yeah, but what these people also need to realise is we are not the enemy here. We're the people who bring everything from the shoes on your feet to the bit that goes into your mouth and everything in between. So if the cornflakes is not on your table, well, do not blame the hauliers, because we just can't afford to put the fuel in our trucks at the present time. But not alone is this a haulier issue. We now have the support of other organisations and the general public. We had people ringing our office yesterday to see when and if we were going on protest, and if we were going on protest, would we call for a national day of protest? I'm interested in the transport community here, and these are the people that I represent.
Ger, thank you very much. That is President of the Irish Road Haulage Association, Ger Hyland. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.